Bees and the trees. How do bees help apple farmers? Have you ever seen an apple tree in bloom? If you have, you know that the blooms are a delicate pale pink that slowly fades to white. They make the air smell as sweet as honey. There is a good reason for this. Apple trees need to attract bees, and a sweet odor is just the thing to do it. Bees can be picky. They do not like to fly when it is below 60 degrees outside. They also do not like being out in weather that is windy or rainy. Apple farmers know that their apples depend on bees, so many purchase bees to release into their orchard every spring. They usually release about one hive of bees per acre of orchard. When the weather is good, the bees get to work. The bee collects the nectar from the apple tree's flowers. At a distance, its wings brush against the pollen. When the bee flies to another flower to get more nectar, it pollinates that flower. A bee might pollinate one type of apple blossom with the pollen from another type of apple tree. This means that the seed from a red delicious apple might not produce a red delicious tree. How do owners of apple orchards get the type of trees they want? To produce a certain type of tree, apple farmers use a process called grafting. They take a twig or scion from the parent tree and attach it to a small young tree. The two will grow together as a single plant. The scion contains buds that will produce new twigs and leaves that are the same type as the parent tree. Because it is so easy to create new variety of apple, nearly 7,500 different types exist around the world. Growing apple was a popular hobby with some of the most famous Americans. President George Washington and Thomas Jefferson were both apple growers. They even liked to trade wood from their apple trees so they could grow new varieties. The next time you bite into a sweet, crisp apple, think about its long history in America and the work of bees and the apple farmers who helped it along.